Thank you, Mary. Hey, Kyle, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So it sounds like you and Mary were talking about the first page listing we had available on Google this morning. Is that right?
Yes.
Awesome. And she sent over a note so that you looked like you were a great fit for the listing. So what I'll do is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you, of course. And then if the plan makes sense for you and makes sense for us, we'll move forward and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough, Kyle?
That does sound fair enough, but I'm pretty only interested in the, I'm very familiar with how your service works, and I'm very familiar
okay.
with the process to add value to me, so I'm really just interested in the pricing scheme.
Super, super. That definitely shortcuts things for us. Now, I found your Facebook page, very nice, by the way. I'll give you a like while I'm over here. And now, Mary mentioned that you have a website also. I didn't catch what that website address was.
It's stepbroservices.com.
Great. I love your company name, too, by the way. That's just perfect. I wondered if it was because you were... Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay, perfect. So, very nice looking website, too. Who built that for you?
Friend of mine.
Very nice. They did a great job. All right. And then I just wanted to ask you, when I was looking for online presence, I ran across an Angie's link. Is that an old link or is that a current link, Kyle?
That is the current link. We are in constant service with Angie's.
Gotcha. All right. So you must be doing fairly well over there then.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Awesome. Well, and if you're doing good on Angie's, you're going to do great on first page of Google. So what will happen, I will actually close down the Allison Park area and a 50-mile radius around. So meaning in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be working with or promoting your competitors. So Step Bros is the only company that we're partnered with and promoting to first page. So then all of those leads and calls go directly to you. They're not going to your competitors, and you're not paying per lead or per call. Leads, calls, clicks, however you want to classify them, are all completely unlimited. You must have your Google Business Profile. Do you have a Google Business Profile yet, Kyle? I don't see one right off.
Possibly.
Okay. We'll check, and if it's stalled out somewhere, we'll get that fixed. Right offhand, I'm not seeing one, but that's okay. You've got all the other components. You're established in business. You can take on more business. You've got a Facebook page already. Speaking of Facebook, have you done any paid ads or posts for work over on Facebook?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. Good-looking web there. Good-looking Facebook page there, though. So, being you guys are, about a year in? Is that right?
This is year three, so 2.5 years.
Year three. Perfect. Okay. So, being under 5 years, I can do a discount for you. So, normal retail, now, leads and calls, of course, I mentioned are unlimited. We also don't lock you into a contract. We don't believe in them. Frankly, we believe in doing our job to earn your business the next month around. So we do not lock you into a contract. And everything's based on a flat monthly rate. So normal retail for Allison Park area would be $5.99 a month. But I can do that new in business discount and get you in at $3.49 a month. And then that's a locked-in price. So meaning it's not a promotional offer that's going to go up later. Your lifetime locked in at that price with your discounts. So it'll never be over $349. Always be $349 on the dot. And there is a one-time $99 setup fee, which your new in business discount did another good for you. It's normally $299, but it wiped it all the way down to $99 for you. So now this would really sounds like it would make a good supplement to your Angie's leads to bring in more business, right?
Right.
Yeah, getting on both up there in that map section. Okay. Now, let me check one other thing. Could we, I think it would be a good thing, put a tool on your website to help you gather Google reviews as well, so that those show up over there on your profile?
Yeah, would that cost anything for me?
No, nope, not a thing. That's included. Also, it's not going to cost anything for us to get that Google business profile kicked into gear and shown either. Google doesn't charge for the listing, and we don't charge to help our partners get that straightened out. So, yeah, no problem there. Okay. Kyle, have I answered all of your questions so far?
I do have one question. When I search, what are the search words that I'll be listed under, and in what order will I pop up for those services?
Excellent question. So we can use any of the services that you offer as keywords. So I would use lawn and garden, lawn services, play around with those a little bit, you know, so mowing, lawn care, lawn maintenance, keywords like that.
So let me get my business strategy for the rest of the year here. We're not trying to promote lawn care service as much, being that it is already August. And
gotcha.
We are trying to shift our marketing focus to leaf cleanup, fall cleanup, bush trimming, other general landscaping, and even power washing or retaining walls.
Okay, perfect. Getting all this down. Leaf cleanup, fall cleanup. You said brush and
yep, brush and general landscapes.
Gotcha, what's general landscapes there. Okay. Yeah, we can use all those as keywords. So what I would suggest is we use your fall items now, and then when you're ready to switch seasons, switch services basically, then we'll redo those keywords. You're still under lawn services. So lawn services
yeah.
is still going to stay closed down for a category.
The rest of the year here. They'll be searching for that more in March, April.
Yep, exactly. So, yeah, the leaf cleanup, the fall cleanup, bush, and general landscaping.
No removal and plowing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I missed power washing, too. Okay.
That's our first
no plowing.
No removal. Couple contracts.
Okay.
Here. More.
Tell you what, let me grab a couple screens. I'm going to actually get this all into the computer so we can get you set up. First thing, though, let me close that listing. I want to stop our people from calling looking for somebody. Okay.
What was your company?
It's Local Splash. We're a Google Premier channel partner. We've been in business for, I guess we're coming up on 18 years now, and we've been Google preferred partners, premier partners, for about 14 years.
So premier partner, if you don't mind me asking, just means that you have a contract with Google for the rights to promote clients in your slot on Google.
That's part of it, yes, and we've also been trained and certified by Google in how to best use their products to the benefit of our partners, like SetRose. So how to deliver that data. Give you an idea, timeline, industry standard is about 3 to 6 months to get you on the first page. I think of them as the dude sitting in their mom's basement that doesn't know what they're doing, which is probably a lot of the calls that you get. We actually cut that in half. It only takes us between 30 and 45 days to get you there. And that's just programming and backlinking, getting all that data over to Google. So we're quicker than most.
And what kind of lead generation are you guys looking at?
So I can't tell you how many leads you'll get. What I can do, though, is I can look up and see how many searches were done. So let me think of something general here that's going to catch all of your fall stuff.
Yeah, look up landscaping or leaf removal or leaf cleanup or fall cleanup.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay. So I'm just going to do a very modest 25 miles around home base, just fuel being as high as it is. And I'm going to pull the last 30 days. Adding a couple of different columns. I popped a couple windows open so I could run landscaping and fall cleanup all at the same time. Oh, that looks like 1,613. So 1,613 searches just for landscaping and fall cleanup, just in the last 30 days in a 25-mile radius. So that's a good number. And we do know that 90% of the business and calls go to those people who are on that first page, and especially like Step Bros being up in that map section right when they're looking for you. So I can't tell you how many. I can tell you how many searches, but I can't tell you how many leads you'll get. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. All right. So let me get these all down. I want to make sure we don't miss any of your services. So we said leaf cleanup. Now let's see here. Leaf cleanup. All cleanup. Do you want to say bush and shrub trimming, Kyle?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm also going to say bush cleanup, too, because somebody might search by that. And then retaining walls.
You live locally in Pittsburgh.
I'm sorry?
Are you local to the area?
I personally am not. No, I'm home-based. I'm in Colorado. Yeah. I did grow up in the Midwest, though. I grew up in Wisconsin. Not all that far from you. Power washing. So power washing, I'm also going to say pressure washing because some people name it differently. Could I also say soft washing, Kyle?
No, we don't usually do that.
Okay, no worries.
Sidewalks. Fences, stuff like that.
Okay. So then I'm going to say driveway cleaning, siding cleaning, deck, and patio, sidewalk. Would you do a roof?
What's that?
Okay, roof cleaning. Perfect. How about gutters?
Did you say roof cleaning? No, ma'am.
Yeah. No? Okay.
Oh, no.
Let's see. What others? Snow plowing, driveway cleaning, sidewalk cleaning, deck cleaning, patios. I got sidewalk twice. Fix that error. Okay. Fall leaf cleanup, fall cleanup, bush and shrub trimming, bush cleanup, retaining walls, general landscape. I think we hit them all, didn't we? Okay, perfect. So, let me get some more info from you here, and we'll get you all set. I assume you've got a couple minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. If I can get my stuff open the right way here. Okay. And then, so first name Kyle, K-Y-L-E. What's your last name, Kyle?
Reese, R-E-E-S-E.
And then what's your email address?
STEPBROERVIDES@.com.
And that was at Gmail, you said?
Yes.
And I think it's so stepbroservices@gmail.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. I'm going to send you two emails real quick. The first one is on our dashboard and analytics. So you'll have your own unique login to our system where you'll be able to see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from. You can upload photos for us, all kinds of information in there. And then the second email, I want to send you the exact price and package that you're getting so that you've got that in writing. Okay. And then your phone number, 412-996-1414, obviously also cell phone. Is that your business line too, Kyle? Kyle?
Yes.
Okay. You faded out for a second. And then let me send you a couple of text messages here, too. So I'm going to send you first my direct contact information. I am the lead on your account, so if you ever have questions or problems, don't hesitate to reach out. So that's on its way to you, and that'll come by text. And then I'm going to give you our customer service department, too, so that you've got them in your phone. That one is on its way. Now, you can also text me back at that number anytime you need to. All right, and then for company name, I've got Step Bros Services. Is there Inc. or LLC behind that at all, Kyle?
Yeah. Oh.
Perfect. And then I've got you at 3109 Heinrich Farm Lane in Allison Park, PA.
Yep.
Perfect. Fix that at once. We've got goofy characters that it... So, there we go. And copy your website address over. So I'm also making some notes for our tech. I should say your tech, because it's going to be your tech. All right, perfect. Now, grab my other screen back. There we go. And then, Kyle, I don't need the digits yet, but on your the credit card that you're using today, does a middle initial appear, or is it just Kyle Reese, first and last?
It will be, it'll be my brother's name on the credit card.
Gotcha. Okay. Let's do this, then.
Garrett L.
Whoop, you broke up on me just a little bit. Give me just a sec, though. What I'm going to do, let's see here. So, I have to do things just a little bit differently. So I am putting you as the preferred contact person, but then I'm going to switch this over so that it reads your brother's info. So Garrett, there it is, R-I-E-G-E-R.
Yep.
And that's Garrett, two R's and two T's.
Yep.
Perfect. And then you have access to Step Bro Services at Gmail.
Yeah, we both do.
Perfect. And then the phone number, so the phone number will have to be the one that's attached to the credit card you're using. Is that the 1414 number?
No, that's my cell phone.
Okay, I'm ready for the other one. I bet it's Garrett.
Yeah. 412.
Okay. 412.
2258.
And I missed the middle three numbers. You broke out.
412-427-2258.
427. Thank you. Fix that there. All right. Perfect. Fix something in my notes here. I found a typo. You can tell it's Monday. I'm having a hard time typing.
Like 9 a.m.
I'm sorry, what was that, Kyle?
Is it like 9 a.m. there?
Yes, it is. 9 a.m.
Noon here.
Just about lunchtime then.
Yep, I'm about to get one.
Nice, where are you going?
I'm going up to my kitchen and making a sandwich.
Nice. Very nice. I think I might have a chicken sandwich today for lunch, too.
Mine will be turkey and ham and cheese.
Ooh, that sounds good, too. Let's fix something here. I accidentally backspaced part of my notes. I had to retype them. There we go. And then Beth's phone number is probably going to be yours, correct?
Yeah.
For contacts, okay.
Yeah, for contacts, definitely put them on.
Perfect. And I'm gonna grab your website address. I'm also making notes for our tech so that there's not so much that you have to give them. And then double checking to make sure everything is accurate. Okay, Kyle, the next thing I'll need to have you do is take a peek at your calendar. I need to set up your onboarding call. So you'll sit down with your tech during that call, and they'll go over quality control, first of all. Make sure I got spelling right, names right, everything is accurate. They'll get you into your dashboard. They'll discuss keywords, things like that. Time, you know, better idea on timeline. So we block out an hour, but the call typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. Let's see what we got. Today looks like it's pretty well filled up. Tomorrow, would you prefer morning or afternoon?
Tomorrow does not look good for me. I'm looking at my schedule right now.
Okay.
How does Thursday
sound? We can do Thursday. Let's see, morning or afternoon?
Either. I'm wide open Thursday.
So we could do almost any hour on the hour starting at 10 o'clock your time.
All right, let's do 10 a.m. Thursday.
All right. Get that appointment in here. So I'm going to build that appointment, and then I will send you a copy of it so that you can get it on your calendar also. Just a second to build that. I'm excited for you guys, and this is going to be awesome for you. Okay, there's that. Okay, so there's one more email on the way. This one, the subject line says Local Splash CIE. When that one gets there should be a yes, no, maybe option. If you would hit the yes on that, that would be great. That'll hold your spot. August 4th already. Wow.
Crazy, right?
I know. I'm seriously still looking for April. I want to know what happened to it. The year, I don't know. Seriously, it's gone so fast.
I agree.
I have to actually put your appointment in three different places for three different people. So there, we got that. All right. And you do have a Facebook page. I'll grab that link for them. Looking good. Okay. And then I'm going to just text you a link. This is just for your info, look at it or don't. This is on our call tracking, just so you can get an idea how that works, so that you can see clicks and calls. And let's see. Which is better for you as far as contact, phone, text, or email? Or any of the, any or all?
Text and call.
Okay. So I'm going to make a note for them. It asks, do we need to set up the Google business profile? I'm going to say maybe. Showing. That looks good. I'm going to do one last skim through, make sure I don't have any typos anywhere. Got all of my stuff filled in so they know what to do. Over on the tech side. Alright, perfect. Good, 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 good. That looks good. And then I'll just set up your subscription. Here we go. Double check all of that. Here we go. So it sounds like you've got a busy week this week, Kyle.
Yeah.
I should have you done here in about 5 minutes. Not much left to go. There we go. I had to fix something in your subscription. I have to get your discounts in there. All right. Come on, machine. And then, so on the credit card you're using, Garrett, R-I-E-G-E-R.
Yeah, and it's Garrett L. Weir.
Gotcha. And is there a company name on that card or no?
Yeah.
Step
Rose, sir.
And does the LLC appear on there too, or just Step Brothers Services? Step Rose.
It's but I think the C is cut off. Like, it just has that LL and it runs out of...
Gotcha. Isn't it funny how they do that? And then, what's that?
I said it's supposed to have a C, but I don't think it does.
Gotcha. Okay. And then phone number attached to that credit card account, I assume, is Garrett's also.
Yep.
And then 3109 Heinrich Farm Lane.
Mm-hmm.
That comes up as Hampton Township. PA, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Master Visa, Amex, or Discover?
I think it's a Visa.
Okay. Shuffling through the wallet is always fun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, whenever you're ready.
I do not have the card on me right now.
Okay, do you have the number memorized?
I don't. I wish I did. I just got a new one.
Okay.
But Garrett will be home around 8 our time, which is like 5 p.m. your time, if you could give me a call back then.
Otherwise, is there a way we could call him now, conference him in just long enough to get card through? Otherwise, if we don't secure it, the listing now, the team will continue calling the area looking for another company. So I can't hold it? So if there's any way we can get a hold of it? Okay, that'd be awesome. If I lose you, I'll call you back.
Okay. You want me to just call and call this number and merge you?
That, yeah, if you want to do a three-way, that'd be great.
Sure, I'll do that. And this number's okay, 412-219-9767?
Actually, can you keep me on the line while you dial him and merge?
Sure.
That'd be easier. Yeah, cool. I'll hold tight.
All right, thanks.
You bet.
Hello.
Yes.
Dale Garrett is on the line.
Okay. Hey, Garrett. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I assume Kyle filled you in.
Yep. Yeah, he was talking about
Okay. All right. Super. So I guess all I need from you is credit card info.
And then, good.
Then we'll,
I have.
Is it, Visa, Master, Amex, or Discover?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Visa, Amex, Discover, or American
Express. It's a Visa.
I gotta find my tongue this morning. All right, I'm ready for those digits when you are, Garrett.
Okay, just the card number first?
Yes, please.
Okay, 4436-0300-7989-3361.
All right, and then the expiration, please.
0725.
And security code.
431.
Okay, let me just update that. All right, come on, machine. Sounds like you've got a busy week this week, too.
Yeah, I just got back from my honeymoon yesterday.
Wow, well, congratulations. Where were you? Where'd you go?
Thank you. We went to Rome and then went on a week-long cruise from Rome to, like, Turkey, Greece, and all through Italy.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. Good for you guys.
Yeah.
That is
thank
really
you.
Cool.
Yeah, very nice trip.
Awesome. Okay, so, Kyle, there'll be an email coming to you. It'll say in the subject line, local splash initial invoice. Let me know when you get that one. And since I've got both of you, I'm going to do the voice verification, which is a duplicate of what you're going to get by email. There are a couple of clicks I need you to do when that email comes through, though, okay?
Looking.
Okay, no worries. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Channel partners. It is recorded, and it's attached to your file as an added form of protection for you, and it outlines what Local Splash is going to do for Step Pros. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Step Pros Services, LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business, and I'll ask both of you to do that.
Kyle Reap, owner, operator.
Thank you.
And Garrett Reader, owner, operator.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes. Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Absolutely. Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, August 1st, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $448, the breakout of which is $349 for your first month and a one-time $99 setup fee. Going forward, your true flat monthly rate is $349. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the first of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue the agreement, for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 business days prior to the billing date after October 1st. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Thank you. And then, Kyle, did that email make it to you, the local splash initial invoice?
Yeah.
Beautiful. So in there, just maybe, I think it's second paragraph down, is click here to accept. That's going to be a duplicate of what I just read to you, but I need to have you go through the motions. So if you could click, and it probably is going to ask you to type Garrett's name as it appears in the box above, because his is on the billing.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking.
No worries. I know, it's a couple steps to get there.
Yeah, that's his mobile phone. So it has expectations. It has his mobile phone.
We can do that. Let me see. Yes, we can list your phone number.
Like billing contact, or is that for customer contact as well?
That's billing contact.
Okay, well, that's all right. As long as my number is the one that when customers see it on the internet or on Google, it'll go to my number. That's fine.
Yes, the 1414 number.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and that's how I've got it set. Perfect. Good double check, though. There's so many things that we double and triple and quadruple check and turns up what could be problems.
Signing for you, buddy.
Alright, let me see if it updates. There we go. Everything updated just fine. You gentlemen are all set. We've got you set up. Welcome aboard. We're glad to have you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
You bet. And then just a reminder to make that onboarding call on Thursday, and that'll get everything kicked off.
Is that where I'll make my username and password to log on to the dashboard?
Yes. Yep. They will give you that login on Thursday during your call. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You bet. You guys have a good rest of your day.
Thanks. You too.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.